Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope everybody is having a fantastic day out there. Could be some rain later on in the day, so we'll keep an eye out for that for you. And joining me in studio today is the Director of Finance for the City of Gothville. We have Stephanie Richardson in studio in for Mark Hall this morning. How are you doing this morning, Stephanie?
I'm good. Good morning.
Well, it's good to actually meet you for the first time. And, of course, we have a City Commission meeting tonight at 6:30, of course, over at City Hall. And before we'll go ahead and go over the agenda together, and of course we'll start with the consent agenda that obviously is done at every meeting, but just go over that a little bit.
We have for the consideration of the commission tonight an approval of the city minutes. Those are the minutes from the November 10th meeting. We also have appropriation ordinances, those that just paying them the bills of the city.
All right. And then we will get down to there's no old business, but we'll go ahead and get to some new business for the evening. And the first one is the discussion and action to make an appointment to the Planning Commission.
We do currently have two openings for the Planning Commission. Those are both for unfinished terms through January 1st of 2020. We have received one application from Mr. Jim Faulkner. So he will be at the meeting this evening for the commission to ask any questions and for a potential appointment to that board. Those openings are posted on the city's website and the Facebook page and on Channel 13.
And it's one of those things, anybody can apply for it as long as they're I'm guessing they have to be a citizen of Gothville, correct?
It depends on the positions of the boards.
Okay. And then also the next line of business is the discussion and action to approve the lump sum fiscal performance and quite a few other things.
This is the approval of the lump sum fiscal performance payment to the union and non-union employees. And this is based on the city's 2020 fiscal performance. Mark has worked with city staff and is working with them to explain the budget and how they impact that. We've been asked to control spending and purchasing needs, not wants. We have limited capital spending for 2019 and 20. He has continuously ask us to be more efficient with the budget, and as a result, we've been able to hold the mill levy for 2020 and 21. Mark is requesting to award a 2020 lump sum fiscal performance payment to the employees. This was also awarded back in 2019 as a result of staff's work to hold those budget expenditures. It basically works as if city staff doesn't save the money to create money for those raises, then it wouldn't happen.
Right. So they've been able to save money, and now they'll be able to distribute it.
Absolutely. Our last two budgets have been approved without any city wage increases, so this is kind of a way to reward those employees for the work they've done through the year.
Absolutely. And then a resolution to approve a vehicle replacement.
We have a vehicle that's used by the electric meter service man. It's a 2008 Ford F-150 4x4 that has 190 plus thousand miles.
Wow.
On it.
That's a lot.
It's a daily driver for him. We have started to experience several mechanical issues and has been in the shop quite a bit here lately. So we have gone out for quotes for a replacement vehicle for him, and it looks like Quality Motors of Independence has offered a newer model vehicle, a 2021, at a competitive price, and so they are going to request that the commission consider the purchase of a 2021 half-ton extended cab 4x4 Ram pickup from Quality Motors for the electric department.
All right, so that'd be a good thing to get a new vehicle in there. And if that is passed, is the old vehicle going to be put up for sale, or
it will move down as far as use in the electric department? Mm-hmm. It'll be used in that department, just won't be such a daily driver.
Okay, so it'd be just kind of like a backup vehicle.
Yes,
pretty much. Okay,
yes.
All right, and then we'll, of course, we'll have the city manager's report and comments from commissioners and staff after that. So that is what is going on with tonight's City Commission. And if there is anybody that wants to go to the City Commission meeting tonight, or maybe watch it, how can they do that?
You can always watch on Channel 13. You can also stream it on YouTube. We have The south doors of City Hall is open during the meeting. Of course, there's stairs there associated with that. If you need assistance, you can enter on the east side of City Hall in the smaller door there and go through the lobby and turn left to the elevator and go up to the second floor with the commission room is on your right side.
And of course, y'all be practicing social distancing and masks will be required as they are in all city buildings. Well, again, Stephanie, I thank you so much for coming in today and going over tonight's city commission meeting. And we will talk to you guys here a little bit later.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
All right. You as well. All right. That was Stephanie Richardson, the Director of Finance for the City of Coffeyville. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have more. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.